AM 1450 KATE, Mitch Widmeyer in studio with you. We're going to continue on with our fall prep sports preview, and we're happy to be joined by the Glenville Lemons volleyball coach, Crystal Belshon. Crystal, we appreciate the time. You're the first-year head coach here at Glenville Lemons. What made this gig the right fit for you?
Well, I've been coaching volleyball for the past 4 years down at Leroy Ostrander. So actually, we've been playing Glenville for a while now, and I've seen the program, and I think that they have a lot of potential with those girls. And I actually coached their MSF Spring Volleyball League, and so I got to know the girls a little bit better there, and they just seemed like the right fit. They're a very competitive and very passionate group about volleyball, and that's really fun to see as a coach, so it seemed like a really great fit. And I was talking with Lisa, and, you know, she's a great coach. She has so much experience, so much dedication to that program that when I talked to her about possibly if she was thinking about stepping down and doing different things, and she had mentioned that she had, and so I asked her if there was anybody willing to take over the program, because if there wasn't, I would love to, because I know the program and there's a lot of really great girls there.
What went into the decision for you? Was it a no-brainer? Because you mentioned you were at Leroy Ostrander for 4 years. Are you a pros, cons list kind of person? Or, like, how did you come to the conclusion that, yes, I have to take this gig, it's the right move?
You know, being around the area, I've actually went to school at New Richland. So Glenville Lemons, we played them in some of the things. And they used to be a powerhouse. I remember when they used to win a lot of games. I mean, they had New Richland run for some of their games as well. So having that kind of background and seeing that program and seeing what the girls are right now and even the girls in the past, it was a no-brainer. Pros and cons, I mean, pros, I live in Albert Lea. We're planning on sticking around Albert Lea area, so that was kind of a pro. Cons-wise, there's not really a whole lot. Granted, I, you know, coached at Leroy, so they're in the same conference, so you got a little bit of conference tension there, rivalry there. Yep. So, but no, it was really a no-brainer. I'm really excited to coach these girls and see what they can do.
You mentioned you guys have had Thursday practices so far this summer on a few occasions. What have you taken notice of? What has stood out from your vantage point?
Yeah, we have had a couple of practices. The girls are really passionate about it. That's what I kind of see. They have that work ethic that you want to see as a coach. They're coming in off on that off season. They're coming in during their summer, which for some athletes is very hard to do, and they're putting in that time and effort. A lot of the girls just kind of seen where how quick they're kind of getting back into the program of things, how they're catching on to those skills that maybe they lost a little bit during the summer, and how quickly they're picking those back up. And so the numbers of girls is great too. You know, we have about 25 girls showing up, which is huge for a little school, little program like that. So it's fun to see those girls taking that time and coming in.
What does a daily practice coached by you in particular look like? Can you give us somewhat of an inside look for maybe even those who aren't familiar with the sport of volleyball? What goes into a practice?
Yeah, so right now it's pretty, it's not very organized right now, just because I want them coming in, getting used to, you know, handling the volleyball again and working with that volleyball. But typically they come in, they do their two laps of warm-up, stretch out just to get their muscles warm, and then they do a lot of ball control to start with. Because talking with the girls, you can't win a game, you can't hit the ball unless you have that ball control. So passing and setting and getting used to those things. As we continue on with the practice, then we'll start to play a little bit more games, kind of get more into that competitiveness, so that way they get back into the routine of things.
Glenville Lemons volleyball coach Crystal Belshon, our guest today, part of our fall prep sports preview. Do you have a lot of the same girls as returning players from a year ago? I don't know how much you were informed about that. Were there a lot of graduates, younger team, more experienced? Where do you guys sit?
Yeah, so there is quite a few girls coming back. I would say our varsity program itself, we only lost four seniors, but those four seniors were key athletes in that team. A lot of them led in different aspects. You had Kayla Gerber, who was a captain. Our setter led in assists, very controlled the court when she was out there, knew where to put the ball, very smart with it. Bree Ellingson was our middle hitter, middle blocker, very powerful when it came to hitting and blocking, very influential out there as well. And then we had Lainey Poole, who was a left side hitter, who also was had a lot of varsity experience, very influential out there, was smart with the ball, knew where to place it, very aggressive. And then we had Maddie Nelson, who was also very smart with the ball, very positive, always had a smile on her face, ready to go. So all four of those girls will definitely be missed. We do have a younger team. We only have two seniors this year, so we will have a little bit more of that younger team. It's going to be some big shoes to fill with those four that left, but three of our starters are coming back this year, which is very nice to see.
Do you mind mentioning those three starters, those key contributors? You mentioned the four that are out the door. Who will be some of the names that we read and hear about often?
Yeah, so we have Daniela Rizzo, who played outside last year. She'll be returning again this year. Hallie Miller, who played a middle. She will also be returning this year. And then Kennedy Sievertson. She was playing a right side. She will be back as our setter. And then a couple up-and-coming ones, we have Chloe Anderson, who will also be. Our seniors are Nicole, Allison, and Savannah. So those two will be key in there as well. So we have quite a few names that will probably pop up. It'll be interesting who kind of takes over those roles and who really kind of steps up to the plate and to fill those positions.
Glenville Lemons volleyball coach Crystal Belshawn, kind enough to join us on AM 1450 KATE. Our fall prep sports preview continues on. It's a program that has gone through their fair share of struggles in the last handful of years. How do you go about trying to turn that around little by little?
Yeah, this program has seen its fair share of losses and has seen its glimmers of wins as well. You know, having that season last year of 1-22, I mean, the expectations for these girls they kind of have for themselves might be a little lower. But as a new coach, it's awesome coming in and, you know, setting those expectations higher and having the girls even set them higher for themselves, kind of realizing that they are a very athletic group of young ladies, and they have that potential to do very well in this conference. Especially in our conference, there's a lot of younger teams as well. So we fit kind of in with that. So it'll be very interesting to see how they play against the teams. But really kind of pushing their expectations for each other and for themselves will be really big for this group.
As we sit here at the middle of August, do you sense that your team, your girls, are at a spot where they are kind of itching and anxious to just get the regular season going?
Oh, I believe so. I think even as a past athlete, as you get closer to a season, especially a sport you love, you start to get more and more anxious for it to start. And even, like I said, those Thursday practices, having 25 girls come in, kind of gives you a good indication that they're ready to go and excited for it.
We'll finish up with a couple of points. You brought up the word expectations a couple of minutes ago. What are your goals and expectations for this team this year, and have you relayed that to the players?
You know, my goals and expectations for this team is obviously you want to win games, but more importantly, you want to be competitive, and you want these young ladies to understand the game of volleyball, improve their skills, and become more confident just in themselves. So a lot of the girls already know this. We actually had a meeting on Monday night of this past time. So I've had a chance to talk to them and relay this to them that, you know, your expectations need to be higher. You need to have that attitude that, yes, you know, we may have struggled in the past, but it's a new year, new teams. All teams had graduating seniors, so it'll be a brand new teams that you're seeing. So kind of keeping that expectations high. So the girls know this, and the ones that I've coached and have seen play in the past, they definitely understand that expectations.
So you've coached some of the players that are on this team in the past. How big is that level of familiarity that you have with some of them?
You know, coaching them in the past, I think, brings a different level of comfort. I feel that, you know, as a new coach, even when I started at Leroy, when you go in and you have no idea who any of the players are, you have no idea what to expect. It's really nice being able to coach almost 7 through the 12th graders that I'm going to have this upcoming season and see what they can do. So that level of comfort is there. And they also know, you know, what things I like to do and how I relay a message versus what they may have had in the past. So I think that's a big help that I coached them this spring. So
we'll wrap it up on this. What can the Glenville Lemons followers, the community, expect to know they will get from you coaching the volleyball program?
I think the community needs to know that I am very passionate about the sport of volleyball, and I'm very committed into this group of young ladies. And, you know, we may have those struggles and the record might not be what they will hope, but it also takes a while for a group of girls to change and get used to a different coach. I mean, most programs aren't going to change that first year. You'll see improvement You'll definitely see improvement, and I hope these young ladies are very competitive in each of the games that they play and with the teams that they play. So I hope the community can be very supportive to these young ladies, because with a new coach comes change, and some of these changes might be a little bit harder for them. So
regular season right around the corner. Crystal, we appreciate the time. Best of luck kicking things off this year.
Thank you.
More next right here on AM 1450 KATE.